know your pain, but they swear they wanna be you. Crooked smile, so much beauty in your pain. You ain't what you've been through, so let go of the shame. And you still matter if they never know your name. Your life is worth living when you learn to love change. When you learn to embrace it instead of trying to erase it. Perfection is a myth, and I hate the way that we chase it. I hate the way that we need it. Never been enough, and I hate the way that we see it. Somebody lied to us, we were never born flawed. So when you hear that voice, it's okay to turn it off. It's okay to love yourself, you don't need no one's permission. You don't need no one's permission, cause you ain't what you've been through, so let go of the shame. You ain't what you've been through, so let yourself change. You ain't what you've been through, so grow through the pain. You ain't what you've been through, you won't be the same. Nah.
Ah, that song touches me every time. Hey, you guys, and welcome to Blame It On My Mama. Yep, I did say blame it on my mama. Listen, don't get offended by anything I say. If you do, you're definitely going to have to call her and take it up with her. You know, I didn't ask to be in this world, you know? But I am your lovely host, DJ. Today's episode is a very special one for me. I just turned 35, and yes, I know, I don't look it. No, I'm kidding. But for this episode, it's, what do the Gen Z kids say? How should I say this? It's giving me Leo vibes. This episode, we're going to be jumping kind of like through like a time capsule and going through some things I've learned. Definitely some laughable things too as well. Before I even get started, let me take you back 10 years or so. I really do feel like I was just like 25 yesterday, you guys. The past 10 years, they came and gone in just like a blink of an eye. I swear, the last 10 years, I've been working a lot on myself. I'm going to tell you, 10 years ago, I was more depressed than I've ever been. Was not feeling good in my own skin. So I've learned so much in the past, I would even say year or two, that's just helped me with my like confidence and just making me feel good in my own skin. So, you know, I would say this last year or even, I've been focusing more on, how do I explain it? Like being, just reflecting on things and doing more reflecting, I would say, and less doing. So let's go ahead and jump into it. I'm sure you guys want to hear this list. The first one, I have learned. No one's going to save her. No one's Captain Save her. No one's going to save you. I mean me. Especially as women, I think we have this ideal in our head that something or someone's going to save us. I feel like we think if our body looks a certain way or if we just get that raise, that promotion, or if that one person finally notices us, it will be like the missing puzzle. And these are things that you need to do for yourself, I've learned. Like, if you want your body to look a certain way, you need to do that for. And I feel like we think some, like, external force outside of us will be the thing that makes us happy. The thing that's going to fix everything for us. Now listen, I'm not considering myself like a feminist. If you know me, I don't consider myself like that in any way, and I have nothing against feminists either. But sometimes I do just want to be a trophy wife, a stay-at-home mom with the kids not at home. But hear me. Hear what I'm saying. You have to save your own day. Because I know this might sound corny, but you are the driver of your own life. You're in the driving seat of your own life. You're not in the passenger, you're not in the back seat. You are in the driver's seat. And I don't mean this as like some hyper independence type shit. But like lately, this has been hitting home for me. I've been catching myself thinking like, if someone would just give me a break, or if someone would just knock some of these things off my to-do list for me. If, you know? And I'm really coming to realize no one's coming to save me. I am the driver. I'm in the driver's seat of my own life. I need to follow through on the tasks that I have been given in life and the things that I want to get done in life. I have to do that. I need to follow through. I need to hold myself accountable. And it's still something I continue to work on. I feel like the sooner I have come to realize that, the sooner you come to realize that and come to terms, the better life has gotten for me. And I feel like for you guys, if you take a step back and look at that, the better life will get for you too as well. The next one is trust your gut, y'all. I'm telling you, trust your gut. If you find yourself feeling something is off, trust your internal intuition. I'm not saying, don't be jumping to, worst case scenarios. I'm not saying that. Just don't ignore that feeling. Your internal intuition is constantly communicating with you. Your gut is constantly communicating with you. So just don't dismiss that. Trust that feeling. The next one is 3 is listening. Listen. The older, how should I put this? The older I get, the more I realize I don't know everything. I know y'all are out here. Some of my friends out here be like, say that again, Doreen. The older I get, the more I'm realizing I don't know everything. Because 16-year-old me, 20-year-old me, you couldn't tell me nothing. I knew everything, and I was not willing to learn. I'm going to tell you that. I think maybe 30-year-old me was like that, too. It's taken me some years to realize with wisdom, it comes with an open mind. And it really took me a hot minute. I also realized that intelligence isn't about knowing everything. It's about being teachable and having an open mind. And look, I have encountered some ignorant people. I am friends with a few of them. I also feel like I was at one point ignorant. And I'm going to tell you, people like that, they're never open-minded to new ideas or to learning or to even understanding other people's perspective. And this is something that, I feel like in the past that I was like that. And I feel like the loudest person, just because those people are, just because I was often the loudest about it and I thought I knew everything, did not make me wise and intelligent. I have encountered a lot of intelligent people lately and have surrounded myself with a lot of intelligent women as well. Especially, I would say, lately, some new friend groups within the year or so. And I've learned that the most intelligent, wise people know are the ones who are trying to learn, trying to understand. They're also trying to expand their knowledge and evolve. And in my 20s, I wanted to figure everything out and I wanted to have the answer to everything. As I get older, I'm now understanding that sometimes there isn't any known answer. Sometimes there's multiple answers. So there's multiple ways to do things. With this third one, I want to leave this quote I saw. It said, wisdom is recognizing things you don't know. So let that one sink in, because that one definitely resonated with me. So the next one for me, something I'm still pushing myself to acknowledge, is I have to come to realize if I don't like something, you guys, everyone, if you don't like something, you have the power to change it more than you think you do. I'm saying it's not going to happen overnight or within the next few hours or the next day, but we have the power to change it. I think a lot of us get this FOMO, how's everybody traveling? How are they buying houses, cars, doing these things? And I'm just using that as a super official example. But if you look around on social media, seeing people do these things, traveling, being like, damn, I'm broke, how are they doing it? You have more power than you think you do to change that. And sometimes it takes time. You might want to go on a trip. It might take a year or two for you to figure out, plan how much you need to save, what you need to do to save that, and where you're going to go and how you're going to get there. It might not happen overnight. But if you take the time to map all of that out and do what it is that you need, you have the power to change that. You have to have less energy towards like everyone else is getting everything and what everyone else is doing, and more energy towards what it is that's going to take you to get there. And that is where I'm at in life. And if you guys know me, I'm a hustler. I try my hardest to do what it is that I need to get to where I need to be. And I found like that, you know, it just takes time. And with this next one, I feel like this kind of like resonates with what I just said. Number five, I found out like in school, you know, math classes and stuff, I would say, and religion entities, I would say. I feel like when I was younger, that had me, I don't know about you guys, thinking that when it comes to making decisions, either you're right or you're wrong. And I feel like it, like, how do I explain this? I feel like it creates like decision fatigue, which basically is just making us afraid to make the wrong choice. And I'm learning, like, I'm learning that there's rarely a right or wrong decision. It's pretty rare that you just flat out are right or flat out wrong. And with that, like being saying, you can't be afraid to make moves and make decisions, okay? And that has been a game changer for me, because every decision we make, you guys, it leads you somewhere. Some decisions may lead you down a detour, you know, some may get you there sooner. But what I've learned is you have to make the moves, because only way you can truly like fail is if you don't make the moves, you know? And I always thought like once I made a decision and I failed, that was it, done. But I came to realize even if I do fail, or when I am making these decisions, I make the wrong move, go the wrong direction, that's giving me information that I need to move into the right direction. So that was like a huge one for me that I've learned. Also, taking chances. This is the sixth. Taking chances, I've learned that you got to do it. You need to take the chance. You need to take that leap. It's not about knowing it's going to work out. Because trust me, I've tried a lot of things. I've tried to dibble and dabble in things. I just, you know, take a little leap. Try it. Like, if you want to do it, do it. That's where I am at life. And if you know me, I've done a lot of things. I literally just recently changed my oil. Because, you know, I wanted to do it. And I wanted to see, will it save me money? Will it save me time? I probably will probably go get my oil change next time. Actually, I enjoyed it, actually. It's just, it's really hard to get, like, the nuts and bolts out. So I did definitely have to call someone over, loosen those for me. But I've learned that I have to trust myself. And this has been, you know, this has been helping me out the past 2 years. Like, regardless, you have to trust yourself. And you have to trust that whatever the outcome, you'll land on your own 2 feet. With all like the changes I've been making in life lately, this one has definitely resonated with me. I was always afraid to take chances. In my head, I was like, not gonna do it, not gonna make this big leap or do something different, take this chance. I'm not gonna do it, like knowing how to, like not knowing like I have a non-negotiable like safety net to bounce back on. And I came to realize that there isn't such thing as a safety net. Listen, okay? Because what I'm trying to say, I don't want y'all to go out there. I'm not saying don't be like thoughtful or mindful when you are making big changes. Don't go out there quitting your job, okay? And not have like a backup or a security. I'm saying you need to learn everything is never gonna feel 100% secure when it's time to take a leap. And I've learned you need to get to a point where you feel comfortable enough that you, or you have, like, say you want to quit your job, you have, like, enough money saved up so, or what you do, you're comfortable enough that you know you'll bounce back, basically. But I've also learned that trusting myself, not trusting myself, it's just not going to get me anywhere. I need to be willing to figure it out, whatever it is that I want to do at that time. And you need to, you need to know it may not be 100% perfect. And if that is what you're waiting for to make a change right now in life, you're going to be waiting forever. Nothing's going to be 100% perfect. You have to be willing to take that leap and figure it out to maybe make it 100% perfect. But I feel like nothing's going to be 100% perfect, especially when you're taking a big leap or a change in life or trying to do something. Number 7 for me, I've found out here that I felt like I was like bound or like scared. Things that really weren't even real. And I felt like a lot of us, we feel bound or scared of stuff that isn't real. In my psych class, I learned so much of what we feel bound by or afraid of. It's pretty much freaking made up. Things people that think, limited beliefs that have been passed down to us, like generational trauma, basically. Things that we've grown up to be afraid of. It's literally fake. Like, most things are figure outable. Is that even a word? Most things are figure outable. I'm gonna have to look. Let me write that down. Figure outable. Sorry. I don't even know if that's a word. I think it might be. No one said that I'm the smartest, okay? But I feel like most things are figure outable. I have learned not to, you know, let things that don't have huge consequences like affect me, you know? So if it does, like, it's truly, like, for me, if it's not a big consequence, it really shouldn't be stopping me from being where I want to be and doing what it is that I want to do. I have been, you know, trying my hardest to focus on being more, like, solution-oriented when it comes to things. And I feel like the best thing to do when you're trying to introduce anything in life is not limiting yourself to something and figuring out what it is that you need to do and not being scared. So what number are we on? 8? I should probably write the numbers down as I go too so I can keep track. So 8, this one is a big one for me, you guys. Listen. And if you know me, you know this is a huge one. You do not need a boyfriend. Get yourself a hobby. Let me repeat that. You do not need a man. You need a hobby. This is a huge one because I used to be a serial dater. Now I'm just chilling. And just because you see someone with a person or hanging out doesn't make them in a relationship. People live in, get to know people. I'm not saying don't go out there and enjoy yourself. What I'm saying is if I could tell 21-year-old me this, if I could have told my 21-year-old self, pick up a goddamn book and read, go get a hobby, I might have been a little better off in life, especially mentally, okay? Avoided a lot of unnecessary relationships. And I'm not downplaying relationships or marriage, so don't think that is what I'm doing, because I do think that companionship is very, 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 very very important. What I'm trying to say here is that I had to, you know, sit myself back and look at the why of what I'm doing, look at the why behind what it is I'm doing or the people I'm doing it with and the people I'm spending time around. So look at why the people you are, like, why are you spending your time around these people, you know? And you can do that in your everyday life. Like, look, I hate when people use the your clock is ticking type bullshit. Like, or making something up of, like, you know, why they are wasting their time. It's embarrassing. I do feel like it is because it's making you look desperate. You need to, like, stop trying to go, like, I feel like a lot of people are sometimes, you know, trying to just fill this void. Because they're looking for something, you know, to make them happy. Fill your void with hobbies. Look into, you know, what's going on in your community, which I got to get better at. I mean, you can fill your void with other things like, I don't know, self-love, and, you know, and still be happy. Understanding it is okay to be single and have hobbies instead of a boyfriend in marriage. Stop letting society think that at a certain age or at a certain time in your life or at a certain point in a relationship, you need to be married, you need to have kids, all this stuff. Let me tell y'all, and if I scroll through my DMs, it will tell y'all that a lot of these people are in what I call contract relationships, contract marriages. They jumped into something because of what society said they needed to do. Society said they needed to get married. Society said they need to have this happy, picture-perfect family. And in real life, they're not happy. They're talking to other people, going through people's DMs. The family that you think is the picture-perfect family, I guarantee you, 90% of these people are, I shouldn't say 90%, maybe like 20-30%. I'm being over exact. I'm being a little dramatic. That should be on my list. Stop being so goddamn dramatic all the time. But yeah, what I'm trying to get at is I'm learning that I'm not, because I found myself in an engagement that I should have never been in to begin with, because I felt like it was 2 years and that's what he wanted. So I decided that I should say yes. Something I didn't even want, something that we didn't even talk about, and a ring that I did. Long story. That's for another podcast. But yeah, I'm learning that fuck society. Fuck what they say. Because some of these people aren't looking happy following the social norm. And I'm saying if you are doing that and you are happy, because there are people out there happy and live and they are enjoying life with their family, that's great. You know, and that is something I may want one day. But it's not something I'm trying to push myself towards. I'm trying to figure out me, you know, fill myself up with some more hobbies, read some more books. Maybe go back to school after I am done with school. No, I think I'm done after this though. Number 9, other people don't know what the fuck it is they're talking about. And I know I'm going through this list of things I've learned, so you can take what I've learned or not. What I'm saying is I've learned looking to other people, especially people that are in the same position as me in life, for validation, especially when they're just unhappy as I am, or, you know, sometimes doing a little bit worse, you know? Also, you know, you don't know what they are doing, or just like where to go from here. A lot of people in your same age group, we don't know what the fuck is going on. So looking for validation, you need to look for it internally. I've learned that. Sometimes people just don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Number 10, for me, unless you, like, this should actually just go with my last one. Unless you truly know someone's heart or intuition, you have to learn, you know, people are just talking. You know, I've learned in life that I have to take some things with a grain of salt. Unless, you know, they're very trusted people in your inner circle and you know their heart, you just got to take it with a grain of salt, you know? You know, you just look at the person that's talking to you, you know? And when they are talking and what they're saying, look at, you know, where they are at. Sometimes I feel like people are just, you know, thinking with what's going on in their life and not seeing the whole outcome. All right. Number 11. This is something I'm actually still working on. Never This is a tough one because I just went to the Packer game. This, I probably should have told myself. Never give someone enough power to dictate how you feel about yourself. Okay? And I gotta be like, DJ, why are you letting these people, like, why are you letting them dictate how you feel about yourself? Like, we are all human, and we have this thing, this little thing I call feelings. I kind of get when I say that. Feelings? No. you don't have to be like stoic all the time, and people can say and do things that do hurt your feelings and that, you know, can just hurt you, and it's okay to feel those feelings. But what I'm saying, I'm learning that my inner foundation and how I feel about myself has to be dictated and guided by myself. And this is a huge one for me. This is a huge one. This is a huge learning curve for me. And it really has been helping me with my depression. I'm learning when I'm giving these people or someone that much power that they are able to shake my core foundation, that's when I know I'm starting to give up, you know? And I need to regroup. Especially when it's, you know, someone who isn't right in the mind themselves. And this is even including me. Like, I'm not fully, like, there yet. So if I ever, like, did or say anything to someone who, like, shook your core foundation, just, you know, you got to regroup it and know. Don't let them get that. That's the most of us, you know, we have to learn. The power of your feelings, they don't give that to them, you know? That is power that they shouldn't have, that, you know? So just regroup and get that power back. And again, I'm sorry if I stuttered over that one because I'm still learning myself. So I fully can't tell you how to do it yet. But when I do, I will definitely get you a podcast on that. Number 12. Ooh, this is another good one. And I actually just said this a few days ago. Leave sooner rather than staying. And stay gone, y'all. Sometimes you gotta just stay gone. And particularly in relationships that no longer serve you, okay? I mean, and when I mean like relationships, I mean friendships. I mean relationships romantically. I mean even family, okay? Even family. If someone has betrayed your trust, something goes like completely wrong. And or like it's been clear and they have made it clear that if someone makes it clear to you that they don't want you, leave it at that. And don't go back, okay? And that's something you have to, you know, maybe you have to take time to think about, is it worth doing to go back? Think about it. But if you do finally make that decision to leave, don't go back. Don't take another ride around the block, y'all. Listen, do not take a ride around the block, okay? That's how, you know, wasting your time. Just take a look at the situation. You know what's best for you. This also, for me, goes for jobs that no longer serve you. I found myself at jobs that I hated. I found myself in a cubicle for 4 years, making hella good money with a degree that I don't know why I got, you know? I found myself bound there in this place and staying there because of society, like, I feel like society makes you feel like you have to stay at this job because it looks good. No, you need to do what makes you happy. And I wish I would have gotten into the medical field sooner. What I'm trying to say is, like, listen, you're not a tree. You can move around on your own. And it's okay to make moves and don't be bound just because of expectations of other people or society, you know? Also, be able to look through empty apologies. listen, something for me, apologizing. I actually am not good at apologizing. And when I do apologize, it's because I mean it. And sometimes it may take me days or weeks or months, maybe years. But what I came to learn is someone apologizes to me, that's fine. But you need to make sure that the actions are matching. Because if the actions aren't matching, you need to leave. So that one's good. I will always leave a situation than stay in it. I am always afraid to stay in a situation from past relationships and wasting a good 12, 14 years of my life. Good boob years, I should say. And, you know, steps too. Number 13. Excuse me. This one I'm still working on too. I'm learning that I need to stop trying to have control over other people. This is a huge one for me. And if you guys know me, this is huge. I can't control what people say or do. I'm learning that. I can't control that. They're going to say and do what they want, just like I'm going to say and do what I want. But I still have to work hard on how I control or how I act or react, I should say, to what people do or say. Learning to stop trying to control the outcome and more on how I react to the situation. That's a huge one for me, and I'm literally probably starting to learn this more. And this is sad, 'cause I'm 35 in the past like 8 years, maybe a year. Also, just understanding like why and how I react to things. Talking to my psychiatrist, I am learning to understand why and how I react to things, and I feel like it is benefiting me a lot in the long run right now. And let me tell you, I'm still in the process on learning how to stop reacting. Because listen, I'm still realizing that I am reacting to shit that isn't that deep. I'm going back and I'm like, that wasn't even that deep. Like, why did I say that? Why did I react that way? I had moments where I just allowed people to push me and push my buttons and make me have like an out-of-body experience. And I lost my cool. Like, looking back at it, even in the last year, I would say, I'm like, why am I giving these people this much power? Yo, why did I give this girl this much power? Like, they got what they wanted. I can't change that person and make them less irritating, annoying, make them less them. But I can change how I react. And this is still a lesson I'm learning till this day, because I have to just pop off on my Snapchat instead of actually popping off on the person. Just the woo-saw, zoom back, because I do have a really high petty meter, I call it. And it can get brutal. I'm learning that I have to, you know, give myself 15 minutes, say what I want to say to myself, and then, you know, move on about my day. Number 14 to me here, y'all. Number 14. This one comes from my girl, Kesha Doll. She's a rapper, if any of you guys know who she is. And she does this, like, cash commandments cash commandments. And if you are going to roll the dice on anything, roll the dice on yourself. I love that saying. And what I mean by that is no one's going to bet to do more if you aren't willing to do it yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, no one's going to sweep in and see potential for you if you don't see potential for yourself. And actually, let me take that back. Sometimes we do have that one person that does see potential in us, in our lives, but don't bank on that. Other people are willingness to bet on you or invest in you is often reflected on how you invest in yourself. So if you start with that, you should be good. All All right, so number 15. I've learned so much on what I say and do is my own projection of myself. That's a huge one for me. So much of like what I do and I say and share and how I react, that's my own projection of myself. So I had to stop letting people limit my beliefs and like dictate what's possible for me. I no longer let people tell me my expectations are too high, I need to settle, or I'm asking for too much. Sometimes I know that I'm not coming from a, like, I'm not trying to, like, come from a bad place. But what I'm trying to say is I think we are limit beliefs, I should say.
All right, so number 16, it's just, you could do things just. You can be selfish and it's okay to do that. All right, number 17, I have learned to little cocoon that I'm isolating myself in isn't going to give me
hello.
Number 16. Short one. You can do things just for your own happiness. Number 17. I've learned that this little cocoon I've isolated myself in isn't going to give me the life I want. I need to be me where in both places and do things that's going to give me results. I have to move out of this like comfort zone. But actually, like, you know, I used to do like hours of playing bars and same things and all the same groups. You need to get outside your comfort zone in order to grow. Most likely the thing that you want to do is you have to step outside that comfort zone to get there. Number 18, let me tell you, this thing right here, I'm still learning, why are we something you guys are like, do you not hear yet? I am still learning, but I feel like acknowledging these things, doing these things, and currently doing is the step in the right. So, number 18, so much of my energy that I had wasted and indulged this feeling of like being rushed is man-made. I need to just slow my ass down. I have this major entity that I need to do a big old rush and I have to do it as quickly as possible. And I'm not talking about, like, being on time for work. I talk about, like, life-changing things, goals I put myself. I have to remind myself how important it is to just chill and slow down. Be thorough, be thoughtful in what it is that you're doing. Double-check your work. Maybe that's something that I'm doing. Double-check your work. But really, double-check your work. Make sure anything is right. I have done things where I put so much energy and time and money that I wasted. So don't let man be like anxiety rush you and what it is that you need to do and take your time. There's nothing wrong with that. And actually, before I can go into 19, because I feel like my goal with 18, go at your own pace. Stop forcing yourself to be at some like man-made time by society that will just end up taking you down like the wrong path. About things, and weight is always going to be the right thing. Some people are out here just getting married and having kids that have kids, including myself. And I feel like a lot of people are out here in, what do I call them, like contract relationships and marriages, and really they aren't truly happy. I'd rather do it the right way and take my time and be happy instead of doing something that's supposed to fit society or that is what your image is supposed to look like. Number 19, go for the things that are for you. Know that our environment can impact us, our job, friends, relationships. They can impact us in so many ways, and I have learned that the qualities that I have with me, no matter what, I have to bring the qualities that I have. I have to always bring that with me and not let my environment impact who I am. I'm still learning the difference between my environmental factors and internal factors. Once I realize more, I can get more into that. So that'll be another podcast. But I know one thing, it'll be a big game changer for me. Sometimes you just need to update your environment. But, you know, that can look different to everybody and in so many different ways. I find myself doing a lot of, like, self-sabotaging. Especially, like, currently. And so I have to learn to, you know, unpack as I'm moving forward in life and take a look at my surroundings, my environment, and the people I'm surrounding myself. 20. This one's a hard one for me because I was talking to my therapist about this, and she said along the lines of, it's okay to feel it all. I'm going to say that again. It's okay to feel it all. And I wrote this down in my little book that I take to my therapy session. Basically, she told me it's okay to be in touch with your feelings. It's okay to feel your feels. And this is something I'm working on. It's a lifelong thing for me, you guys. At a young age, I was conditioned where it was not okay to have feelings, to be sad, or to show sadness. Always, you know, or to express your feelings at all, it's not okay. And I have a habit to, like, internalizing that, my feelings, and only speaking on the good things happening in life, and not letting myself feel or be, like, in touch with the full spectrum of what's going on. I'm learning that if I don't allow myself to feel the full spectrum, whether it's good or bad, I just do myself a disservice. Learning, you know, to let myself just feel it out, even if it's uncomfortable or, like, annoying, it can be scary. But I feel like it's going to be unproductive if I don't do that. And people need to know feelings aren't, unproductive. It's part of what makes us human. So, remind yourself that it's okay for that to feel. Number 21. If I'm not any value of what I'm putting my effort and energy in, I need to stop. I think about this all the time. And sometimes you have to think long and hard. Is it draining you? Is it bringing you down? Like, what are you getting out of it? And what are you putting into it? Like, you go to the grocery, you go to the store, you buy something off of Temu, Amazon, it says it's going to be all this stuff, right? You put your time researching, looking at the reviews, you buy it, and you get it, it's not what you want your money back. You're spending it back, you want your money back. You need to do that with people, too. You need to make sure you're getting value out of what you're putting your effort and time into. Because I feel like time and effort is more valuable than money. And don't get me wrong, money's valuable. I mean, it's money. But you can always work or find ways to get money, but to get that time and effort you put in, that's really hard. And sometimes you cannot get that back. Number 22. This one, I gotta say, my Kevin Hart voice. Say which shit. That's really all I wrote down. Say which shit. What I'm saying is, ask for what you want and what you need. Don't be afraid to be vocal. People aren't minding your job, and I hate that when people speak up. Say which shit. Let me tell you something I've come to learn. There is no award out there for people who need the lead. If the only word is there's no word out there for people who don't need police. You know what I mean? The only word there is for people who need police is a person that can't get in. A closed mouth, you guys, as they say, doesn't get that. I've learned to be, like, very adaptive and very, outspoken sometimes, I would say. And, ask for help. Ask for what you need or what you want. Be vocal. 23. This one here is huge for me because I'm learning to just be more comfortable and more aware of my social situations when it comes to how my actions or conversations leave people feeling. It's important to me at this age, I think. 30, it would become important to me, but 35, it's important to me, how people feel after having an encounter with me or conversation. Yeah, I do need to really impression for this part. But the social situation and the encounters I put myself in, usually I can, I act accordingly. I follow it actual accordingly. I'm really gonna read the room, and I know a lot of people who they don't know how to read. And I think people think it's fake and I'm always going to be me no matter what. It's not about that. It's about just reading the room and not being reading all the time. Number 24. This one, I don't know. I don't know why people like this one, but this one is more for me. A job is just a job, you guys. I gotta tell myself that sometimes. It's not your work. Sometimes that job you just be earnest feels you to have, you make the money you need to have, you make the connections you need. It's not your identity. Don't be afraid to move on to the next one that will better suit you or help you. Don't stay at a job out of pure because you feel loyal to the company or the society that's all that good. Look at that. You have to do what helps you, what's going to make you well. Like sometimes, for some people, a job is, that's your life, that's your career. Right now, that's where I like my job. I didn't want it at times, but it's my life, it's my career. But sometimes, I had a job, it's just a job. I can learn and move on to the better things. Sometimes you're at a job where you can't move any higher than where you're at. So what's next for you? And, you know, it's okay to not feel like a connection to your job. Most people don't. And they're just there to pay the bills, you know? Number 25. This one is, for me, this is big for my friendship. And I've learned that I'm not. This is like, goes back to the first one. Like, I am the person that's going to show up for myself. Don't expect my friends to. As you and then also, like, as you treat yourself in certain situations, you have set expectations for others to treat you. So you have to remind yourself, like, a lot of the relationship starting is how you treat yourself on a day-to-day basis. So you definitely take a look at, like, okay, why is this guy treating me like this? Why are my friends treating me like this? How did you set yourself up? How are you treating yourself? Because that is how you start relationships. They see how you treat yourself on a daily basis. Sometimes that is how you get treated. Sometimes you can't blame your friendships. You can't blame that guy. You have to look at yourself and be like, well, what am I going to do? You know? Last one here, you guys. This one, I'm going to leave it with this. Of course, there's a lot more that I've learned and, like, lessons. I can't think of a lot off the top of my head. But this one, right here, I've learned. And please, you know, hear me out. Everything, you know, I talked about, again, I spoke about. But this one's big. This one's really big. You have so much more potential in your life ahead of you. No matter where you're at, no matter what age you are, you have to start putting effort into it. Start treating your time like it's money. Do you really have the time? You always remember life isn't over. So, you know, say you want to do things. I start thinking of things at like an hour. So say my time is worth $40 an hour. Just throw it out there. And I just spent 3 hours. It happens. Scrolling through TikTok. Is that time worth that? Is that time worth the $40 hours you could have been making? And this is just mainly like a conversation I have to remind myself. And you have to, you know, just be more cautious of what it is that you're doing. And, you know, that's why I really haven't sometimes been too much. Like Instagram, TikTok, you know, time is money. But here, I'm going to leave you guys with this. The opinions of others and what they believe is possible in a time limit at a certain age does not apply to you, to me, or everyone, listen, the only thing that applies to you and the only thing that matters is the power you get, the thoughts you put into things, the effort you put into things. You gotta believe you're just getting started. And there's so much ahead of you. And at the end of the day, you need to know that you can do whatever it is that you put your mind to it. You just gotta take the time to do it. Thank you guys so much for listening and to my podcast. And thank you guys and everybody for all the birthday wishes. 35 looks good to me. Very good. And I'm looking forward to the next 5 to 10 years and seeing where I go in life. And that is it. Thanks for listening to Blame My Mama. We're out.
Again, I just want to thank you guys for listening in on the things I've learned these past 35 years. I hope you continue to watch my podcast. My next guest that I am going to actually have on here is going to be either Chad, I think, or BT. Maybe both of them at the same time. So I'm excited for you guys to listen in on that podcast coming up because we are just a bunch of jokesters. I hope you guys learned something from this podcast. If not, I hope you got a little bit of a good laugh. Thank you again, and we're out. No.